Some stunning news about genetics now. Scientists have found a plant that appears to violate the accepted rules of genetic inheritance. The question now is whether this finding is an aberration or a completely new mode of inheritance. NPR's Joe Palca has the story.
Plant geneticists like to study a weed known in scientific circles as Arabidopsis. It's a very small plant, and it grows very quickly.
And that allows us to do experiments that involve large numbers of individuals and large numbers of generations, which are two things that geneticists are very attached to.
Robert Pruitt is a plant geneticist at Purdue University in West Lafayette, Indiana. He and his colleagues tinker with the genes of Arabidopsis, trying to make the plant mutate in interesting ways. Like humans, Arabidopsis has two copies of each gene, one from each of its parents. Pruitt says one of their mutant plants had flowers that were all fused together.
And that's because both copies of this particular gene called hothead are mutant in those plants. And so they don't have a normal copy of the gene. And when we allow those plants to self-fertilize, so they're both the mother and the father of their progeny, then we'd expect all of the progeny plants to be mutant as well, because they could only get defective copies from their parents.
But when they looked at the new generation of plants, about 10% of them had normal-looking flowers.
And it turns out the reason they look normal is because they've gotten a normal copy of the gene from somewhere.
But Pruitt says that's just not right. The standard laws of genetic inheritance, first described by Gregor Mendel in the 19th century, say you get your genetic sequences from your parents. Pruitt describes his findings in tomorrow's edition of the journal Nature.
All of us were very skeptical of the result originally because it just doesn't make any sense with respect to all of our genetic training.
So what do you think is happening?
I think that's a really tough question. I mean, basically what the genetic data we have shows is that somehow these progeny plants are inheriting sequences that we can't find in their parents, but were present in either their grandparents or their great-grandparents.
We don't understand at all how that's possible. There are certainly speculations as to what might be happening.
Richard Jorgensen is a plant geneticist at the University of Arizona in Tucson. Jorgensen says one possibility is that instead of storing the genetic instructions in DNA, where geneticists typically look for it, Arabidopsis may be storing some of its genetic instructions in the related molecule RNA. RNA's typical job in cells is to direct the production of proteins. But at the moment, the RNA hypothesis is just speculation, since no one has found the relevant RNA sequences. If he doesn't know how Arabidopsis is getting genes from its grandparents, Jorgensen does have some ideas about why it's doing that.
To think about this, you have to stop, in effect, thinking like an animal. You have to think like plants at this point.
Plants can't fly south for the winter or climb to higher ground when the water rises, so they have to adapt to their environment.
We all know that you can be in the midst of a long drought, like we've had here in Arizona for a while recently, and you can have a very wet year in the middle of that drought and go back to a dry year. So right away, you can see the possibility that the genetic information of the grandparents who survived a dry year would be more valuable to the grandchildren than the genetic information from the parents because they survived and did well in a wet year.
The strange inheritance pattern scientists are reporting in Arabidopsis isn't the only example of a violation of Gregor Mendel's inheritance laws. Ting Wu is a geneticist at Harvard Medical School.
There have been others here and there scattered, appearing over the past 10 years, actually, more and more. And so people's ears and eyes are open to phenomena like this now.
Wu thinks these exceptions to the rules will turn out to be important and will change the way scientists think about how we inherit our genes. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.